This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police in Myanmar have fired tear gas, water cannon, and more, and there are reports of gunfire in the largest city where another anti-coup protest was underway with scores of students and other demonstrators hauled away in police trucks. The violence erupted early Sunday when medical students were marching in Yangon streets. Footage showed protesters running away from police as they charged toward them and residents setting up makeshift roadblocks to slow the police advance. Nearby residents are pleading with law enforcement to release those they picked up from the street and shoved into police trucks to be taken away. Sounds of gunfire could be heard and what appeared to be smoke grenades thrown into crowds. The foreign ministries of the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Kuwait are now expressing support for Saudi Arabia after the U.S. issued an intelligence report Friday assessing that Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved an operation to capture or kill journalist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018. The Saudi Arabian government rejected the findings, and now, in their statements respectively, the UAE's foreign ministry expressed its confidence in and support for the Saudi judiciary rulings. Bahrain's foreign ministry expressed its rejection of anything that would undermine the sovereignty of Saudi Arabia. Kuwait's foreign ministry said that Saudi Arabia plays an important role regionally and internationally in its rejection of violence and extremism. Khashoggi, a columnist for The Washington Post, was murdered inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in October 2018, and a number of Saudi officials were arrested in connection with that case. More at voanews.com. This is